the country that you've allowed us to be born in, that we are free to worship, that today we gather at this moment without fear of reprisal, and that we enjoy such freedom. We don't understand, Father, all the mysteries of life and the whys and the wherefores of how, when, and where we were born, but we do know enough to thank you for obvious blessings. And so among the many today, we thank you that we do live in the land that has been blessed and is free. And thank you for these blessings, but most of all for Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord, let the people taught us great things He had done, and we are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. The purer and higher and greater will be the wonder of transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. He is mighty to save, forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave.
Yes,
Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save, He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see, singing for the glory of the risen King. Get your lights up.
Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King.
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, thank you that we have life and hope because death was not victorious and death was not and is not final.
Yes.
Because you rose. You conquered the grave. You conquered sin, death, and hell. And we thank you and praise you. And we assemble because of that great foundation of the gospel. And we give thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. May be seated. Apparently, this microphone had a failure, or has a failure. So I'm using this one. If this one comes back on, I'll be in stereo. But in the meantime, I'll try to keep this one in focus. It's good to see each of you this morning. And want to quickly go over these announcements and call your attention to things that have recently happened or things that are coming up that are important. Just a reminder that our adult Bible study is taking a summer break. We'll resume August 2nd. I've already had a couple of thoughts from different folks about what they would like to do. I think I'm good.
It's on back there now.
Am I good here? All good. So we're taking a summer break, and we're going to resume August the 2nd, Youth Supper and Bible Study this week. And to all our elders and deacons, don't forget our monthly meeting is coming up this Saturday, July 8th. That's next Saturday, 8 o'clock. The ladies' Bible study will resume on Wednesday. Is that correct, Mona? July 12th, 1 o'clock, here in the sanctuary. All the information about that study and the books and information. And if there are materials that you need that Mona can get for you, please text or email her as soon as possible. At the time of our printing, VBS was going great and it continued to go great. Finished up Friday night with a great family night. Great number of kids and workers. And really made an impact. I guess being a grandfather, I'm a little bit biased, but I figure if a three-year-old gets it, it's been pretty good. So Vera came home after the first night, and all our cats have been saved. She told them that God made everything, God made them, and God loved them. So I figure if a three-year-old got it, some of the others must be getting a little of it too. So we sowed seeds. Our theme was discovering the God of the universe. And so I think a lot of those kids did that. And for all of our folks here, I look around, I see Nikki who helped every night, and there were other folks. And if I start mentioning more names, I'll forget some. A special thanks to Ruth, of course, for all of her hard work. And so it was a real joint effort with Pioneer Baptist. We've always had a real spirit of cooperation working together. I think this is the 7th or 8th year we've done VBS with them. Speaking of volunteers, we could use another preschool teacher or a team of 2 to work together. When they're all here, we have about 6 or 8 of those little guys in that group. So if you feel led to maybe be involved, especially if you've been in the toddler end, those toddlers have all now become preschoolers, so it's the same group. And it being the same group might influence your decision to do it or not do it. I don't know. But anyway, I'll just give you all the information. See Billy to discuss this opportunity to serve. And our baptismal service is scheduled for next Saturday, next Sunday, I mean, the 9th. Be at 5 o'clock. It'll be at the Moores Farm right across the road. And the baptism will be followed by a family fun and fellowship night. And it's always a great get-together. So please keep all these announcements in mind. And I'll ask Kent if he would recognize anybody who has an announcement or something that you need to share that maybe we've overlooked. Did I see Vance's hand go up right here?
During our break for the Bible study, if anybody would still like to talk about the Lord on Wednesday mornings at 7:30 at Granny's, we have a men's group that meets there. Right now we're kind of discussing Hungry for More of Jesus by Wilkinson, and also The Case for Christ is a book that we're doing. But we have a good time. We discuss a lot of things, and we bring a lot of scripture out, so everybody's welcome to join.
7:30 on Wednesdays at Granny's Restaurant. You are invited and welcome to attend at that group. Adina, didn't know you were back.
Yeah, thanks for keeping the secret, Pastor Terry.
I'm back. Keep a secret.
Thanks for your prayers, even though you didn't know I was coming home. I know you're still praying. So, great trip, great surprise. Mom didn't know, just Pastor Terry knew. So he did good. So, I'll be here for a long time, 6 weeks. So, I love you guys. Just thanks for all you do.
It's not that I can really keep a secret. I'm forgetful. I totally forgot.
George kept the secret.
I forgot. That's right. You can tell me anything you want kept secret. I'll forget. Don't tell me anything you want me to remember. Anything else this morning? David?
This is more of a prayer request for a friend of mine.
Sure.
His name is Walter Sharp. He goes in for total knee replacement July the 26th. I just asked his whole body to pray for him in unity for healing and for the doctors to be guided on their surgery, because that is a tough surgery.
All right.
Thank you.
Walter Sharp. Okay. Brenda.
Just a little report on the quintuplets.
Okay.
At least 2 and maybe 3 are home now. One of the little boys had some issues, but they've been resolved. But the babies are doing well. I think they all weigh at least 3 pounds and something now. And I think they're all out. Well, they're in a big baby bed, not the incubator or whatever those are called now. So just continue to remember that whole family. Relatives fly in and out from Florida. I know from Florida. And just pray for their traveling safety and their schedules. Their planes have been delayed, canceled, all this other kind of good stuff. But it's such a blessing to see the comments and the prayers that go on for that whole family. On Facebook, of course. Facebook can be a downer sometimes, but you can choose what you want to see and read. But those little babies have got to be a joy for the parents and the grandparents and the great-grandparents. So just continue to pray for them.
Give us that family's last name again.
Driscoll.
The Driscoll. The
Driscoll. D-R-I-S-K-E-L-L.
Let's remember. Let's, as the Lord brings those to your mind, that family, remember them.
You could probably Google that name and find
a lot of stuff.
About the babies.
I could go on and on.
But yeah, I could tell. She, Ruth.
I have a prayer request as well. My neighbor, Donna Elam, went in for colon surgery, and there have been complications, and she needs some emotional support and peace and so on. So.
All right. Before we move into dismissing the children in a few minutes, we'll just set aside a little time to pray. Things that have been mentioned this morning, and maybe things that just are on your heart that you want to lift up before the Lord. We do have, I think, birthdays. Most of them are in the bulletin. On the 3rd, at Sheila Bug. On the 4th, Adina Bailey. You're home for your birthday, Adina, on the 4th. Thursday, the 6th, Karen Baker's granddaughter, Brianna. The 7th, Michael Bird and Barbara Doak. Saturday the 8th, yours truly will be celebrating number 71. So I'm about, I debated on saying this, but I'm about to get as old as Colleen. And she's 6 weeks younger than I am, and for the 6 weeks that she's younger, it's miserable for me, so I think she deserves that. We have an anniversary on the 6th, Jeff and Meredith McKinney. So for these special days in the lives of folks, we want to remember them and realize how important relationships and friendships in the body of Christ and families really are. So happy birthday, happy anniversary to all. Is that everything on the birthdays and the anniversaries? Well, let's, sometimes we're not real good at shifting emotional gears, but we've heard some things this morning that need to be lifted up before the Lord in prayer. And if we just take a few moments, the Lord may bring to your mind things that you want to pray about. And I always like to remind us during this corporate time of prayer, as much as possible, let's focus our attention into the throne room of grace to give thanks, to lift up our petitions, to not allow ourselves to be too distracted, and to agree in unity. And sometimes your prayers may be just silent whispers before the Lord. He knows what's on our heart and mind. So take this time to take them before His throne of grace, and those who feel led of the Lord to audibly give thanks or lift up a prayer, please do so as we set aside this time to pray together. Father, thank you for corporate times of prayer when we can join our hearts and minds and spirits together. We thank you for the unity that there is in Christ, the unity of the Spirit. We pray that that unity might continue in all things, Lord, not just in our prayers, but in our love for one another, our love for you. That unity would be marked by spirits of forgiveness and understanding and a willingness to admit that we don't have all the answers, but that we willingly are ready to yield ourselves to the one who does and to trust you completely because you are faithful and you've promised to guide us, to never leave us nor forsake us. You've promised to meet all of our needs according to your unlimited riches. And so we acknowledge that you are more than enough, and we give you glory in this place, in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll dismiss the children to Children's Church at this time and ask the worship team to come and lead us once again in a time of worship and praise.
Would you stand with me as we sing, please?
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans bright with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her, night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies,
oceans bright with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
To worship, here I am to bow down,
here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. No, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. No, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Thank you.